It's the Grow Great Daily Brief number 168 for Monday, March the 18th, 2019. Let's unplug in order to connect. This past week was spring break here in Dallas-Fort Worth. I don't have school-age kids any longer, but I do have clients who have school-age kids. I've got grandkids who are in school still. And many people check out. In fact, I would say a lot of people check out last week during spring break. And for many of you, this week is going to be spring break. One last vacation before we make this final stretch to the end of the school year. Quite a few folks from here make the trek to Colorado or some other snow-laden environment where they can get in their last ski trip, snowboarding kind of a thing. I didn't operate at full strength last week. That's a hockey reference, meaning that all five skaters are on the ice. I did take the week off from the podcast. I didn't take the week off from work. But now that we're into this new week and folks are back at work and the kids here are at least back in school, I thought it might be time for us to think about the value of stepping away. Vacations, sabbaticals, retreats, these are all forms of stopping the normal, the usual, the routine, and they're harder for some than others. I'm going to confess to you, stepping away was always difficult for me, especially as a younger guy. Just, I can't explain why. The ambitions, the drive. I never did have a sense that, well, things are just not going to go smoothly without me. And I was never afraid of that. I was rather hopeful that that would be the case, and I worked hard for that to be the case. It was just, I don't know, can't explain it. And some of you, I guess, are probably a bit workaholic in that same way. Stepping away, unplugging. These are often really difficult things to do, but very helpful if we want to more deeply connect. And sometimes that connection may just be with ourselves. To connect to something, to connect to somebody beyond or outside our normal routine. And again, yeah, it could be with you. Maybe that's the power, connecting to something or something else outside our routine. In episode 165, you can go visit the website, growgreat.com. Episode 165, I talked about NBA Commissioner Adam Silver's comments on the mental and emotional health of today's NBA player. Watch athletes today as they enter the stadiums, as they enter the arenas. Headphones are going to be on. Faces are going to be in phones. Connection, which feeds our emotional stability, is increasingly challenged by the need to be plugged in and always on. But we know this. We've read plenty about this. And we realize that social media platforms are designed to hook us and get us addicted to this rush that we get by knowing what's happening at all times. It's why this whole FOMO came around, fear of missing out. And it's a real thing. The irony is we are missing out, and we are often missing out on deeper conversations. And again, perhaps these are just conversations with ourselves, but we're missing out. We're missing out on fueling our curiosity about others. A deep enough curiosity that compels us to engage in conversation, to ask questions, and to listen, to try to understand, and to form deeper connections. Intimacy has given way to more shallow, casual connection. I know what you ate for dinner last night. I know the concert that you plan to go to tonight. I see the new clothes that you bought. I feed on all those details, but I really don't know you. I just know what you want me to know, and the rest of the world. I know how you front to all of us, and you can easily see how I front to you and to others. That's the depth of the connection. We just see the storefront. We see that we see the window dressing without ever taking the time to walk into the store and kind of peruse the real merchandise. When we stop fronting with a sincere intention on more deeply connecting with others or even with ourselves, we gain something more precious than shallow knowledge of what food we're eating or what clothes we're buying or where we're vacationing. Let's think for a moment about envy. Envy, this does not get near enough conversation, in my opinion. Envy is a feeling of discontented or resentful longing aroused by someone else's possessions, qualities, or luck. Being so plugged in feeds our envy, which in turns weakens our connections because it increases our judgment and our discontentment. Man, you went to Hawaii during spring break. I didn't get to go anywhere. And so it goes. No need to connect. No need to figure anything else out about you. I've got your whole story figured out. You went to Hawaii and I didn't. Or do I? We'll flip it around. How many people know your whole story? And think deeply about this for just a second. How many people know your whole story? Come on, think about it and answer it. Is it one person? Two? Five? I'm betting that most of us cannot name five people who know our whole story. People who understand the total person that we really are. People who know and understand our context. But not just people who know us, people willing and able to help us. Compassion. Compassion's where it starts, and that's why it's the first C on my list. Compassion, communication, connection, collaboration, culture. Compassion opposes envy. It opposes judgment. Until we can establish compassion for each other, we're going to be severely limited in the depth of our communication. And without communication, well, we can't truly connect. Not in a meaningful way where we can serve each other. So today, let's lift up our eyes beyond our phones and our devices. Let's get the Bluetooth out of our ear. Doesn't mean that we bemoan technology. I think technology is terrific, and I love it. I think mostly we all love it, but it can't replace human curiosity. It cannot replace human compassion or the care that we need to take to nurture relationships. Walk around your company today. Call people by name. Shake some hands. Pat some folks on the back. Brag on some people. Now, this won't seem so deep to you, but it will be deep to the people that you serve. Keep doing it. Do it the rest of this week. See if you can't form a habit in this, and you will find paths to deeper connections over time. I guarantee it. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Make it a great day. Let's do this again tomorrow.